Hello, everybody. Good evening. It is Wednesday, January the 3rd, 2024. It's the Fakeologist Show, and Wednesday is Fake Nukes Phil. He's a regular. He's a regular everywhere, it seems, but he's a regular here, and we can talk to Phil in different ways because we don't need any convincing on media fakery or 9/11. We're right on board, and Phil has so much material. He is a content king of media fakery, I would say, these days. And we're going to try and go through that or whatever the heck else he wants to talk about. Usually we don't even watch his videos. We just talk and talk and talk. And the hour is going to be gone by before you know it. And apparently somebody wanted to call in. I think his name is D. It begins with a D. And he said he wanted to call in. I don't know if it's the Dingo. I don't know if Phil knows this guy, because I think Phil thought someone was going to call in. So, yeah, here we go. Fake Nukes Phil, hello.
Hello. Good to be here again.
How are you doing, buddy?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I can never bring the audio down on that properly. I always turn it right off. Oh, well. That's why you need a producer.
So we're running on a shoestring budget here.
Yes. Yeah, I do everything, the technical, and I end up solving all my technical problems. That's one of the problems when you're doing video at the same time, which I don't normally like to do because it's a waste of time, but everyone loves video for some godforsaken reason. So we're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and that's what we're doing. And I always have technical trouble. There's always something wrong with my video platform. So hopefully today it's working. So we're on FakeoTube, YouTube, Twitter, DLive. And maybe Odyssey, but nobody uses most of those platforms. So come to FakeoTube. Anyway, Phil, you were busy on your week off. You basically didn't stop. You were busy walking around Allen, Texas, looking for clues.
Yeah.
Of that stage event. That is really on the ground stuff. That's what everyone needs to do. I called you the Sidethorn Phil.
That's right.
You picked up where Sidethorn left off there down in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. When that, I was following that shooting from California, and, you know, and I was salivating because that shooting took place outside the mall, you know, a place where the public has access 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, wow, why didn't somebody check up on it and see how that site is doing in the weeks after the shooting? But of course, I live in California. And so, when I visited my daughter and 7 months later, I thought, well, now I'm right down the street from that place. Let's go up and check out the planter, you know, the planter where the mass murder happened, where five people were just brutally slaughtered.
It was
and
gross.
And they released the photo to the public. It's like, how could you release that photo to the public? And and it was just so gruesome. But of course, we had problems with the photo. There's a video or some kind of manipulation going on with the one guy's head. He was not, it was like levitating in the air, and the little girl supposedly had her brains blown out, but it didn't look like brains blown out to me. And so the photo had a lot of problems. And anyway, so I get there to the actual planter where the massacre happened, and you know, there's no memorial, and there's I found three like little stucco marks in the wall, and but it looked real like on purpose. They did a bad job because they wanted you to see the repair. I mean, when I do a repair on stucco, I make it smooth, and you know, you can barely tell that, you know, somebody's made the repair. But when this guy did his repair, he made sure it was all like visible so you can see how it was done. So
you think that was a fresh repair from that event?
It could have been, but they made it to where you could see where they cheesy little repair where they put it in. And so again, I mentioned it looked like a hammer and a chisel made the hole. You know, I could walk around with my chisel and a hammer and just make a bullet hole in a wall, and then somebody can come behind me and do a real bad stucco patch, and then voila, you've got a bullet mark. But there's only three, and also it wasn't going the right direction where he was shooting, because according to the photo that they released to the public, the girl's brains were going left to right, which means
I know.
And so the holes were not in the direction where he was shooting. And so, see, there's problems. And that's why you need to get on the ground and investigate the scene yourself. And nobody did that. Nobody that lives in this part of the country did that. and Sythorn, I guess, used to do it. He was from Texas, but you know,
he's retired.
I guess he's retired. He's on 153 News still.
Oh, but, is he yeah. doing any of that? See, the thing that I think they used him for, whether he was real or not,
mm-hmm.
is the harassment angle. Just actually going up to people and start challenging them.
Yeah,
that takes some pretty big stones. Now, yes. I guess it is borderline harassment if you talk to someone a certain way, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you think of that. Would you do that?
Well, I mean, if I had a camera pinned on my jacket, like a Sythorn did.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, you know, I might.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, and he was offering a reward. I mean, to me, that wasn't harassment. I mean, he's offering them to give them money.
$100,000, yeah.
If that's harassment, well, then, you know, we got a big problem.
If that's harassment, line me up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that means Santa Claus needs to be arrested right now because he's promising to give all these people gifts. Well, that's just harassment.
You know? That is true. Good point. APB on Santa.
Yeah. So I was a real big fan of Sythorn. And,
me too.
And,
and Granny.
But then people started asking questions, and then but something happened. He came into my comment section and he started like calling names and how dare you ask me that question. We were asking questions about you know, if he was really in jail and was his court case even real, and he just Ellen, I asked him, it's like, how come I couldn't find your name on the on the name search? You know, I downloaded one of those name searches you can get online. You can do a free 7-day trial. And okay. So I typed in everybody I knew, you know, friends of mine, you know, my own name, and the site worked perfectly. It found everybody I typed in. But then I thought, well, let's type in Michael Usury, you know, and I had his middle name, I had his age, and I had all this information on him, and nothing came up. And I also typed in Jody Mann, you know, conspiracy granny, and her name didn't come up either. It's like, how come it worked on all my other friends, but didn't work on these two people? So that started me. It's like, and then it was a yet another one of my heroes that got dashed into the rocks, you know, because
that was the small thing that made him sort of unreal. Just, I guess he was real up until that point. And then he started acting up.
Yeah. And, you know, all my heroes have been destroyed, you know, in this truth movement, you know, Neil Armstrong, just all my heroes, General Eisenhower. Now I think of him as just a Satan in shoe leather. You know, now all my heroes have turned into Satan in shoe leather.
What about True Man? How is he? My grandfather loved True Man.
Oh yeah, I know. Well, no, yeah, he's all of them are Satan in shoe leather. There's not one good politician. There's not all of them have been paid off, and sorry. I mean, some people and JFK. You know, I was a big JFK fan, but you know, after researching all these fake shootings in America, you realize that the JFK shooting had all the elements as all these other fake shootings had. And it had to have been fake, just like all the rest. And
he's from a television family, RKO Studios, I believe. Didn't Joe have a piece of that? Joe Kennedy?
Oh, probably. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not exactly. Probably. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not an expert either, but I remember one of our researchers kept bringing that up all the time. RKO Studios, he was all mixed up in Hollywood. So yeah, they're a media family for sure.
So that's what I also did, because my daughter's apartment is literally like right down the street from Dealey Plaza, and I went down to, and so I was, but I was shocked to find the Scottish Temple just right around the corner from, and it's this huge, you know, this free Masonic temple with huge marble stones, arches and columns, and the double-headed eagle. It was like, it you don't call your local contractor to build something like this. Like, well, somebody, you know, with masonry skills built this temple here. And it's right down the street from Dealey Plaza. And then, of course, George Dealey was a 33-degree Scottish Freemason. And they, and that shrine there in Dallas, is, it looks identical to how it looked in 1963. And that a lot of money has been spent to keep it looking exactly how it did. And then there's a Holocaust Museum right across the street from Dealey Plaza. So you got all these things down there in the same. I going through Dallas, I saw all these square encompasses, all the, you know, the Freemasonic symbols.
Yeah. So that's part of Dallas. Did you know about them before you went?
No.
Really? Well, you weren't looking for it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I had noticed the last time I was there, I noticed that Dealey Plaza was a Freemasonic thing, but I didn't realize all the Freemasonic things that are in the streets around, you know, in the neighboring streets. Okay. Oh yeah, the whole area of Dallas is just very Freemasonic. And so it's no accident. It's obviously the JFK was planned for the event to happen there. George Dealey was a newspaper mogul, yeah. And what they did was they made the, you know, JFK was probably like the biggest news story of the 20th century, and they put it right there in George Dealey's shrine. Yeah. And
I know you often call out the Jews. That usually do that, mm-hmm. a few times per show, but don't you think the Freemasons are in on it up to their necks as well? Not all of them, because it's such a huge brotherhood, but mm-hmm. maybe the higher up. Once you get over a certain level, you're in the same sort of satanic, cabalistic crew.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of free Masonic overtones in this stuff. And
so, are they part of the same religion? Like, I think the people at the top are all sort of part of the higher. They're all part of. They're all in the same club. They have to be.
Yeah, I think the Jews are in control of the banks, right?
Right. Now, don't you think they're like, I always thought they were the managing class of say even the Vatican, because
yeah,
you know, the Vatican is deep into Israel as well. There's people that expose just the deals at the Vatican.
Like, yeah, can you see my screen right now?
Yeah, I can. I'm gonna put it up. Well,
I found this on the internet. This is the One World Trade Center, and then somebody's got this Freemasonic balcony right here. I mean, what a view that is, huh?
That's right beside the free. Wow.
Yeah, and it's right underneath where the twin towers of the World Trade Center were replaced with this. You see the upper world and the lower world come together as one. There are some songs called Two Worlds Become One. I think the Spice Girls did one, and they had the twin towers in the background as they were doing that video.
Oh, really? Oh, I gotta watch that one. I like the Spice Boys.
I hated them, but the fact that they were very
creative, and they were very catchy. That was quite a created band. I guess they've always been creating bands, but that one almost looked forced.
Well, so this is the As Above, So Below, you know, that's steeped in the Freemasonic tradition, and that's what happened on 9/11. The twin towers represented the two worlds, and then they were destroyed, and then they were replaced by the As Above, So Below. The two worlds become one, and so that's what these people that rule over us. They came from the underworld, and
Mystery Babylon, just sort of this.
Yeah,
they think they're in this special bloodline.
Yeah, there's bloodlines, and you know, and the Kennedy bloodline is related to the Onassis and the Rothschild bloodline, and that's why the Kennedys have so much power in this country. And so it's, we're dealing with the
everyone needs to take a close look at the One World Trade Center. It is not just thrown together at the last minute. This was planned as the merger from 2-1 and all the
buildings. That's what I believe. See, you can see the silver and the black triangles come together, the two worlds becoming one. And
Has anyone done a deep dive video on that? Because I bet you could spend all day doing this kind of analysis.
Yeah. Somebody got one of those pictures where the sun is setting behind it, and you get like an x-ray through all the floors of the, and it looks empty, just like the world. You know, the two towers looked empty. So, and he posted the video saying, oops, we forgot the floors again.
And, oh, I got to see that. Where's that?
I don't have it. I haven't put it in this file yet.
Oh, that's good. Do you want to talk to Dingo? We got somebody, Dingo's in the chat. He said he thought you were somebody else, so we'll see if we can bring him up. Hey, Dingo, how are you?
I'm all right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little echoey, but go ahead, buddy. Did you want to say hi to Fake News Bill?
Oh, I totally did. Yeah, I like your stuff. Thanks a lot for letting me say hi.
How you doing, Dingo?
Not too bad. Is that better? How about that?
Well, it's pretty echoey, but I'll turn you down a bit so you don't drown everybody out.
All right. I got all of the other sounds turned off, but it's just a chintzy laptop thing. I could try to log in again if you like.
No, that won't make a difference. It's just the microphone. We got you. You said that you thought the guest was somebody else or something in the chat?
I misunderstood your comment. I thought what you were asking is if I was the person Phil was talking about.
That's true. Yeah, Phil said
because somebody else was going to maybe call in, you said.
Yeah, I think Phil said his friend might call in. Isn't that right, Phil?
Yeah, Henry from Death to Life said that he would try to call in, but that was last year. He might have forgotten.
Okay.
A lot of stuff has happened in two weeks.
But I did want to say hello to both of you. I've got a few interesting kind of thoughts, and I don't want to go all over the place, but I'd never heard of Judy Wood before until like recently with your conversations.
Yeah, me and Jim. Jim has fallen in love with Judy Wood.
So I've looked into this and have some experience in this field, and I don't know if you got my last email there. I sent a thesis. You can read her thesis.
Yeah, I think you sent it at 8:01. I start the show at 8:00, so.
Of course, yeah. Anyway, I went through the talk, and there's just a lot of red flags as a technical person in her technical presentation. And
what are your credentials vis-a-vis Judy Wood?
All right, well, let's say I have experience with hyperelastic fracture.
Okay.
And analytical modeling and engineering.
Okay.
So, when you see the presentation, I'll just say this. It didn't sound like a presentation of a technical person.
Okay. You know what? Next Tuesday, I invited Jim Riz onto the show with Lynn Ertel.
Right.
I think maybe it would be better if you came onto that show.
Okay.
Because Jim has fallen in love with Judy Wood. I don't know if he's still going to be in love with her next week.
Well, yeah, sure. I don't need to talk about that subject by any means, but it was just sort of like, well, very quickly, there was no quantitative discussion really until later in. There was a modeling discussion. Things like, a really large amount or those kind of things. They're not saying quantitative things, but
yeah.
Anyway, it's not my subject, really. 9/11 isn't really my subject, but I'm glad to do it.
Okay, yeah, call in and just give your technical analysis. It might fly over my head or Jim's head, but if you could get a headset, too, because the echoey mic is really hard to hear.
Oh, okay. All right, how about now? Is it better?
No.
So...
But Phil has a ton to talk about, so I wasn't sure if maybe we better go with Judy Wood's conversation next Tuesday, because that'll be the Judy Wood hour, and I'm sure we're going to fill an hour.
Wood hour.
Yeah. The only reason for wanting to call in wasn't really Judy Wood. It was... It was to throw something different at you guys to see what you thought. And a couple of other debunkings. Perhaps I have another microphone here. I can just plug it in and just re-log.
Okay, try that out. Someone's on the line. We got a caller on the line. You want to say where you're calling from and your first name?
Yeah, it's Rick in Arizona.
Rick in Arizona, how you doing? Is this No Plains?
How you doing, Rick?
Yeah, this is No Plains. My name's Rick.
Oh, hi, Rick. I knew I recognized you. How you doing? Phil says hi.
Good. I just want to make a couple of short comments and get your guys' feedback on it. Building 7 could easily have been brought down at dawn the next morning and nobody would have known the difference.
I agree with that.
It came down, it came down at 4:30 in the afternoon, and they had, you know, cameras ready to go with it. Mm-hmm. And I guess in my mind, I saw that purposely done by the establishment to create the distraction from the planes that were not there. Mm-hmm. They knew, in my mind, that a certain number of people will figure this out. But without bringing the tower, without bringing down Building 7, this whole thing will just wash away. Except for, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to make of it.
Well, what does Fake Nukes Phil say? Let's get.
I think they wanted to eliminate the entire World Trade Center complex. I think there were 7 buildings in the, and all 7 had to be destroyed. And so, and since Building 7 was on the outer ring of it, they had to, you know, they had to do a controlled demolition on it. But the other 6 buildings were also destroyed. And yeah, I think it was an insurance scam.
But my question is, they could have easily did it the next day and they would have had no controversy except for a handful of people.
Yeah.
You know, I knew 9/11 was a hoax the day it happened because, you know, when they said, the jet fuel melted the steel. Well, I'm familiar with jet fuel. All it is kerosene.
Yeah.
You know? And so, so why would they have, I think sometimes that everything about that 9/11, everything that we saw was planned. I mean, why would Larry Silverstein even say, you know, why would he even volunteer to say that we decided to pull it? He's starting the controversy. He's starting the conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Right?
They started it. They started it just as they started the conspiracy theory of people dying from the vaccine when they showed Hank Aaron on ABC News getting shot in the arm and they announced that he died 3 days later. They're the ones who started the conspiracy theory or the conversation that people were dying from the vaccine.
Yes. A lot of that happened during the COVID thing. The news media was planting the Tiffany Dover thing was exactly that. How she, I mean, I when I first saw it, I instantly knew that was the fakest faint I've ever seen. She gently let herself down to the ground. I mean, when somebody really faints, they do a face plant onto the floor and it's really, you know, traumatic to see. It's like, oh my God. But Tiffany Dover, I said, that's the fakest faint I've ever seen in my life. And then she.
Well, even the name implies Tiffany Dover down kind of thing.
Yeah.
Another
play on words.
Yeah. Okay.
One more thing I'll get off the air. In Las Vegas, the New York, New York Hotel owned by MGM Grand, it's on Las Vegas Boulevard and Tropicana Avenue. And it's the architecture is the skyline of New York City.
Okay. Yes.
If you ever. Okay, you can see the building,
the Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty,
But there is no Twin Towers.
That's right. That's a good point.
When you think of New York City, the skyline, it's the Twin Towers. Oh, I got one more after this. And that building opened up in 1997.
Yeah, that's a good point. How did they know that the Twin Towers was not going to be there?
Well, Netanyahu told them that Islamic terrorists were going to take it out in 1995. I still want to find that video that Hoaxbusters played. If you got that video, send it to me. I want to put it up. Did you know that one, Phil? Did you see that video?
With Netanyahu? I think I have.
Netanyahu wrote it in his book. He said, just watch. Islamic terrorists will take down the World Trade Center if you Americans don't smarten up.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that before. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Like he actually said the World Trade Center. So he was being kind of specific.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Rick, go ahead.
Well, I'll talk to two more things real quick. Well, number one, as far as the towers go, when they came down, you know, a detective would have to basically think of who had the knowledge to bring it down. It's like if you come home and your safe's open and all your jewelry and cash is missing, you know, the first thing the burglary detective is going to do is he's going to go to his file of, you know, the people that know how to, you know, open up a safe without blowing it up, right? A safe cracker. So
it's the same thing. If a woman dies, the number one suspect is the man in her life, period.
Exactly.
That's
okay. So when we get people like when we get people like Wood and Rizzoli talking about space weapons, which they have no proof of. All that does is take the heat and the and leaves everybody else off the hook. Takes the media off the hook. Takes the CDI off the hook.
Yeah,
these people have been planted into the system a long time ago. In my mind, and there's so many people that were ready to go with this thing, and they're everywhere.
I think they were planting the Dune rabbit hole at the time, because I remember the reports coming from Ground Zero about firefighters reporting molten lava underneath the, and the fires burning for like over a month after the event happened. All that was, all that was false reports coming from Ground Zero to give us this idea that some kind of strange weapon had been used. And and the toasted cars, I think they planted the toasted cars there. You know, you can just take a flamethrower to a car and make it toasted.
Yeah.
You know?
And, well, yeah.
And so, yeah, they were planting the Dune rabbit hole. It's in all these events, they always plant a rabbit hole that, that get truth seekers just going down different directions. And yeah, that's what the Dune is. And so, and they keep going back to the Dune, like with the California wildfires and the Maui event, the Lahaina event, and these trucks that catch fire underneath overpasses and it makes the overpass collapse. See, that is a throwback to 9/11, because they want to keep reminding us that that fuel can make, can bend steel and cause things to collapse. And that's
all right.
Yeah,
we got another caller on the line. We got John LeBon on the line in the studio, Rick. So excellent call. Right. Thanks. You know a lot about 9/11, so keep calling. We're gonna keep talking, Rick, about this. I only tried to start a talk show for 10 years to do this kind of thing, and now finally get people talking when Fake Nuke Phil comes on the scene, and now Jimmy Rizzi is into it. So
yeah.
So John LeBon, you don't want to. Okay, John LeBon is just listening. All right, that's cool. You want to now, anyone can call in. You just type into your browser fake11.com/restream, and that brings you into the studio. The whole idea about coming in the studio is so you can join in, not so if you're in the studio, I assume you want to talk. Otherwise, there are many other ways to listen to the show. fake11.com/stream1, fake11.com/radio1, FakeoTube, YouTube. So if you don't mind, John, that's unless you want to say something, that's what the studio is actually for. It's not for hanging out. But should we try Dingo, or do you have some more stuff you want to bring up before we struggle with his audio there, Fake Nukes?
Well, I think he thinks he's fixed it.
Okay. Now. Did you fix it, Dingo?
I hope so. Can you hear me better?
Well, you're okay. It's just it. Anytime you talk on a microphone into a laptop, it's not as easy to hear. But go ahead.
I got a better one. I'm turning my volume down now as well, just to make sure. Yeah. Okay. I put in a better microphone, but it's not a lot better. But if it's not good, I don't mind coming back another time. I don't want to mess your show up.
Well, if you press settings, you got to make sure it's actually using the microphone.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. I've switched it over to the different microphone.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Ask your question. We can hear you.
Okay. Is this better, or is it too loud?
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, so anyway, yeah, I've been watching Fake Nukes Phil for a bit. Maybe, I don't know, 6 months. And learned to do through Jim Rizzoli's site, and watched his videos.
Yeah.
And no, I really like the approach. And I thought, since you guys are both on here, because I learned about you also off of Jim Rizzoli's feed.
Yes.
The question is this. Have you guys ever looked into any of these other things in the past? Like, I know the Fake Nukes, that's a big one.
Yeah.
But the Carrington event. Go ahead.
Which event? I missed the first word.
Oh, Carrington event.
I don't know that one.
It's apparently this big solar storm in the 1800s.
Okay, no, oh. I've never heard of that.
And anyway, again, looks wait, like fear porn. Know about it?
Phil, do you know about it?
Oh, I know. My approach, I basically specialize in the age of the camera. And cameras became prevalent in the 1850s. And so ever since 1850, it has given historians an advantage, because we can go back and look at these events and we can see what they did not take a picture of. And see, right, that lends us to see the truth behind what the story is. And so we can go back to these presidential assassinations. We can go back to these bombings and stuff. We can go back to Pearl Harbor, for instance. We can see what they did not take a picture of. And then that gives us a clear view of what really happened.
Okay. And there was another one, which is further back, but, again, before the camera. But there's this guy, I think he's in Illinois. He says some crazy stuff, but he reads like 1,000 pages a day. Mm-hmm. And he went into the Mayan calendar, everything written about Mayan calendars and Quetzalcoatl. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's quite interesting, because you start to see these psyops going back like, centuries, almost. You can pretty much almost debunk the Mayans.
Okay.
The calendar as an injected psyop. But I was wondering if you guys ever went into any of that, and if you guys thought that would be interesting.
I agree. History is probably phony. And I really I brought on Joseph Atwell, who said the Flavians invented Jesus Christ. And you know what? It makes a lot of sense. Sorry for all my Christians, brothers and sisters, but they've been psyoping since we've had brains, which is probably at the very beginning. So there's been somebody that's been controlling your mind since there's been people with brains. So that should go back to the beginning. What do you say, Phil?
Yeah, I stay away from biblical controversies because, that book has been through so many translations. So many who knows who's been translating that book for the past 2,000 years. And, it's just, I just focus on, the last 150 years. I focus on history that I have a chance to break down. I don't have no chance to break down anything that happened 2,000 years ago. I mean, I have no chance.
We're going to keep it recent. Okay. All right, Dingo, anything else for Phil?
No, well, thanks a lot for all that stuff. I appreciate you letting me come on, and I'll try to see if I can do next Tuesday and maybe get yelled at by Jim Rizzoli.
Okay, good. Yeah, that won't be hard. Yeah, when you listen back to the audio, you'll hear how you sound.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot again. And I'll check into it. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dingo. I appreciate you. Take care.
Yeah, take care.
All right. That's cool. That was a good show. Or a good call, rather. That was cool.
Yeah.
So the studio's heating up.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Everyone has stuff to talk about with fake nukes, Phil. Do you listen to Jim's Walk and Talks? Because I can't remember if you introduced me to Jim or he introduced me to you. I can't remember what was first, chicken or the egg there. But
yeah, I saw you in the comment section there, and you introduced, I think, in the comment section. And Jim, I think, is open to the fact that nobody died on 9/11. And so that, basically is good enough for me, because I mean, how they actually brought the towers down is kind of like inconsequential. The fact that nobody died, well, that means all these people are liars. That means the family members are liars. That means these firefighters are liars. That means the police officers are liars who claim they lost buddies. Everybody that we've seen in the news talking about how they saved somebody from the towers that day, well, they're telling a whopper. And so, and as we dig into these personalities, we discover that yes, most of these personalities have huge problems. Some of them look like their brother, like the pilot of Flight 11. His brother has a farm in Massachusetts, and he looks just like him. It's like, you're the guy.
Yeah, you're the guy. Yeah.
and the falling man, the one guy that was caught a jumper, and they identified the falling man as this, I think, like an audio guy that worked in the tower. But his sister is now speaks for him, and his sister looks just like him. It's like, that's you. You're just dressing up as a woman now.
Yeah, you put that on your thing. And you were you going to show us a jumper? You were sharing your screen earlier before the show started.
Yeah. So in some of these photos, I've collected are pretty rare. Let me get rid of.
And everyone needs to go on Fake Nukes Phil's site, because he has just been pounding out the videos on 9/11.
And also Gaza. I've been my specialty has been Gaza lately, but where is it?
Not that screen. Yeah.
Oh, whoops. Okay. But that one, nope.
Yeah, you have been pushing out the rubber babies.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So.
And you got number 33, a hockey player, 9/11 hoax families. You've just been pounding it out.
Yeah, I've been going into these Lori Teigen.
Yeah.
Tom Canavan, he's the guy. Tom Canavan, he's the guy that had the fake blood on him, and the whole building collapsed on him, but he didn't need any medical attention. It's like the World Trade Center just collapsed on you. You don't need any medical attention. So you know, these people are telling some whoppers. Arthur Del
Bianco. I don't even know this one.
On September 11th.
So these are people that survived it.
9/11 had just struck.
Yeah.
We were sitting there. All of a sudden, there was like a sort of like a sucking big vacuum noise.
And that's Tom Carrot Canavan, yeah.
And his colleagues soon began.
Now, where'd you find this one? Do you just do a search and these guys pop up?
Oh, the Tom Canavan?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did I find him? He was I was just going through YouTube, and I was just and it just comes up. And so can you see this picture here?
I'm going to bring it up here. Are you still on the line, Rick? I just noticed that you're still there. You can chime in
if you want.
Yeah, no problem.
So, Rick, okay. Have you ever seen this photo? This is from, as you can see, this is from the World Trade Center. You can see the spire right here. And it appears that this is a jumper that missed the ground. And see, that looks like a mannequin to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little...
A little blurry, but but that's not a part of the building. So, I mean, either somebody left a pair of pants there, and this is not the same day, and somebody put a pair of pants here, or this is the day, and one of their mannequins landed on this ledge. That's what I'm thinking. I believe they used a combination of mannequins and CGI to achieve the jumper illusion. Now, I spend a lot of time on the jumpers because that's somebody's first question. When you tell them that nobody died on 9/11, they say, well, I saw jumpers with my own eyes. I said, well, you saw jumpers on TV. You didn't see it with your own eyes. And so I asked people to send me the best photos they got of dead people. And have you ever seen this video? This is I call it the stage shot. I think this is the South Tower, and you can see somebody jumping, and you can see where they're landing on the sidewalk here, and then it zooms in a little bit. See, I'll pause it right there. So you can see like five red marks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So these are supposedly bodies that have fallen 91 floors. So do those look like bodies that have landed from 91 floors? So I'm going to continue the video, and this video would not be admissible in court because it has so many splices in it. It's been manipulated, but somebody gave me this video to shut me up, saying, Phil, you're dead wrong about nobody dying. I've got video of people jumping out the window. And so they gave me this video.
All right.
And this is the end all beat all evidence that people died that day. But and who built this stage down here? Does anybody know anything about this stage? That was at the
bottom.
And so it appears that somebody built a stage at the World Trade Center site, and so you can see that guy falling. That guy fell through the roof of the stage there, and so what's the story behind this video? Okay, because for one thing, it doesn't prove that people died that day. It's very splicey, and as you can see, when you zoom into these red marks. Those don't look like human bodies to me. I'm sorry.
No, there's not a lot to see. Not a lot to analyze.
Yeah, so it's not the end all beat all evidence, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but you see, that's what I do. I taunt people, And I tell them, you don't know anybody who died on 9/11. And then so I get people angry at me, and then they search through their files and they find the best stuff they got and they send it to me, and then I collect it, saying, okay, this is the best that this guy had, and this is the best this other guy had. And so when you compile all the evidence, I have not seen anything compelling that anyone died that day on 9/11. I see a lot of photo fakery is what I see, like the video I just showed you.
And have you actually read the Vixen report? Because it's got a lot of details in it that I would say most people have never even heard of or seen it before. No. It would be great if you highlighted that. I'd really like to get your input on that. If you go to fake11.com/Vixim, then it will bring, I'll put a link to it in the chat, and that will bring up my webpage. And then there's the link right here, which is a PDF. And here you go. This was put out by Hoy Polloi, who worked with Simon Schack. And it's an 80-page document, and he really lays it out how he came to realize that based on the CNN memorial site, that it was probably mostly computer generated, just the way they generated the images. And that's, and he even went right down to the HTML page and the way it was sequenced. And then of course there's so many little things, like they couldn't find a picture of a guy, so they just put a candle up in this place. So they really did a really good, and they show how maybe they came up to making some of the names. It's really well done. If you really, I think you would do this service if you read this and went through their research, because this is really not promoted research. You know, Jim has complained, oh, Judy Wood doesn't get any airtime. And Jim threatened her. I didn't really know the history, but Jim is the one that brought her to the world. So, you know, Jim only found one video and was going off on it. But if you know the history, and I don't know it as well as, say, Lynn or Tell. Jim brought her to the world and promoted. And then they had a sort of a fake fight as researchers, and that created a drama, and that gets you wasting time on them. But when you look at stuff like this, this is the stuff that does not get talked about.
Yeah.
So I will put a link to that in the show notes, and I'll send it to you as well.
Yeah. It looks like he's done a good breakdown looking into these identities of the people that said died on that day. And, you know, I think that's where it is. That's where the gold mine is
that's the Achilles heel.
That's the Achilles heel.
And nobody died, then what are we wasting our time talking about? Everything we're talking about is a waste of time.
Yeah, it means it was a scripted event, and all these people are crisis actors. And, you know, and people say, well, it was the Jews that did 9/11. I said, well, what exactly are they guilty of? They're guilty of pulling a Hollywood hoax that we all fell for. And you know, and then we signed up for the military, and then we just wanted to go kick someone's ass, right? I mean, the thinking in America at the time was we just wanted to go kick some ass. We didn't care really who it was, but we just wanted to go. And so we went, they pointed us towards Iraq, say, oh, we got to kick their ass. And so people signed up to the military to go. And so I think elements of the Iraq war were real. I don't think it really was how it portrayed in the media. I think what happened was Saddam Hussein was our agent. And what he did was he helped trap the nationalists that were in Iraq. And he said, these Americans are coming to invade your country. Here's an AK-47. Go fight these Americans. And so all the people in Iraq that had nationalist feelings, that had history, you know, and heritage and culture, those are the people that feel like dying for their country. And we live in a communist world. And so there's no room for nationalists. The nationalists are always the targets. And so what we did is we just trapped the nationalists, and we just kind of did a turkey shoot and just killed them. Yeah. And then Saddam Hussein faked his execution. And now Saddam Hussein is living somewhere. I don't know. Maybe he's still alive, and he's maybe on a beach somewhere. Who knows? And so
it's probably in Paris.
Yeah, I think the same thing happened in Vietnam. Our Chinese communist friends had a problem. There are too many nationalists in Vietnam, people who were sympathetic to the Japanese cause of World War II, because the Japanese didn't want to be communists. They wanted to restore nationalism to Asia. And the communists, of course, wanted to turn Asia communist. And the Americans also wanted to turn Asia communist. And so, but there are a lot of people in Vietnam that had, who were sympathetic to the Japanese cause. And so they had to be taken care of. They had to be eliminated. And so what we did, we sent the French in there first. We did this 30-year war in Vietnam. And during that time, we just killed all the rice paddy farmers, all the nationalists. And then at the end, we installed Ho Chi Minh and the communist government in Vietnam. And he, the people that we claimed that we had been fighting all those years, it's like, you weren't fighting them.
I like the theory. I've never heard it before, but you gave a good theory. I just am browsing through the Vixen report. And the reason why this is important, because they didn't have the Photoshop capabilities that we have today. So we're not going to see these mistakes anymore, I don't think. Uh-huh. But you see something really obvious, like this tiny little head on this huge body. This is the cut and paste they were doing in 2001.
Mm-hmm. Now, yes.
That's why it's really critical people understand that they simulate people. And you're not going to see this crude simulation again. And they even modeled faces after famous people as well.
Yeah.
They morphed them. They got Shrub Bush. They got Bill Cooper. They got Nixon.
Yeah.
They needed templates. But now with AI, they don't have to do this anymore. That's why you really have to know this. You have to know this, what they did on 9/11, because we're talking late 90s technology.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people need to study this. It's really well done. They spent a whole summer putting this together.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can bring attention to it, because this is what you're...
Yeah.
You've really reawakened the 9/11 debate amongst this community. So I think it's great.
Yeah, you know, I think 9/11 is going to be one of the cornerstones. If we're able to bring this evil empire down, 9/11 will certainly be one of the events that will seal their fate. I mean, because it was such a traumatic event and such a loud event. In other words,
And it's not illegal to talk about it, like Jim's favorite subject.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you know, even if that's just a fear tactic, and if people really aren't in jail for speaking out on the Holocaust, I think they are in Germany, and somebody visited Ernst Zundel in Mannheim in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So that he probably was put in there. So when you can talk about 9/11 till the cows come home everywhere in the world so far, but don't think the Holocaust is a template for future suppression of speech.
Yeah. Yeah. Lately I've been on the Gaza thing, and I've been really attacking that hard because, well, frankly, because they keep giving me so much free material. I mean, they punch it in my face on a daily basis on Instagram. It's like all the stuff they're releasing from Gaza is like supposedly getting sympathy for the Palestinians. But it's like, when you look at it with a critical eye, it's like, this is just fake as heck. This is like from a real bad Hollywood studio, this. And so they're doing my work for me. And so if they're going to do my work.
This is all on Instagram?
Yeah, I've been getting, and a few from TikTok. I've been getting most of it from Instagram and TikTok, yeah. And
the question for everyone is, and for you as well, if Israel controls all communication, all supplies, all everything into and out of Gaza, how is this getting out?
Exactly, because Israel wants us to see this stuff.
Right.
See, Israel wants us to be sympathetic to the Palestinians, and so see, they're making money on that side. This makes us rethink the entire conflict in the Middle East, you know. And ISIS, you know, because they exposed the Syrian war also as fake. You know, that I think it lasted for like 12 years, that Syrian civil war. That's when the ISIS was over there. They're doing all that, the beheadings and all that stuff. And the people broke down that those beheadings were fake, and the James Foley beheading was fake, and the sister was laughing on the news, you know, and all the Duma gas attack was fake, and the And then we would get the Kentucky fire gunnery range that they.
So why isn't the president of Syria speaking out against the fakery? So he's in on it too.
He's in on it. Yeah, Assad, the president of Syria, he was getting blamed for war crimes on a nightly basis. I mean, these gas attacks on civilians, civilian neighborhoods being rocket attacked, but yet nothing. He was never brought up on charges because it was all fake. You can't bring somebody up on charges if all they're doing is a Hollywood stunt. And the same thing with this Gaza thing. Nobody's going to be brought up on charges because it's all a Hollywood stunt. And, you know, I think the whole conflict for the past 75 years, I believe it's all been fake.
No, it's good. And the United States has bases in Syria. So how is that not something people don't talk? People should be talking about that. So does that mean Syria is controlled by the United States?
Syria is controlled by the bankers, and the same bankers that control the United States are also in control of Syria. And so you could say it's controlled by the United States, but let's just say that we're all under the same evil empire.
Now, what about Iran? Because you got an Iran video here.
Yeah, Iran's pulling a stunt. They faked a bombing that looks very much like Boston bombing. And, you know, this bombing right here, it looks like the Kabul bombing in 2000.
So is this a current event or an old event?
This happened just 2 days ago, I think. And this is Iran is pulling a fake bombing here. And it's right by the Soleimani memorial. And the Soleimani event was also a fake event. And so you got double fakery. The whole story is, you see these scenes right here? This is just straight out of Boston bombing right here.
Wow.
And
I thought Iran is not the enemy.
Iran is just as controlled as everyone else in the Middle East. Iran is pretending to be the enemy. Yeah.
So they need North Korea. They need Iran. Yeah. They need these places.
Yes.
They need the dialectic at all times. They need both sides.
Yeah. Yeah. North Korea is totally not what we've been told it is.
That's to keep South Korea in check. That's to keep South Korea occupied by the United States. That's to keep South Korea buying weapons and feeding the United States' number one industry, the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, it's sort of like the East and West Germany situation going on over there in Korea, where we built like the Berlin Wall in Germany. We built the 38th parallel in Korea. And it's just like the same thing. And they're making money on both sides. And both sides are controlled. And each side uses the other side to control their citizens. You know, it's always the threat of, we need to protect you from the spies coming from the north. And so you got to surrender some of your rights so that we can make you safe. And so they do the same on both sides. And a lot of fake cries from North Korea. We also get fake cries from Gaza. I've been posting a lot of, you know, I've posted over 300 videos from Gaza. And once you start seeing the sheer volume of fakery coming from that place, it becomes clear that these are not real tears. They're holding the corpse of their dead child, and they're not sobbing. They're not weeping. I mean, you would be inconsolable, especially if you're holding the corpse of your dead child. But these people are seeking out the nearest camera to do a political speech while they're holding their dead. See this woman here? She's not crying. I mean, flailing your hands around doesn't count as crying.
And they even get grandmother actors.
Yeah, the lady in the back. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, don't these people have any morals? I mean, scruples. Yeah. I can understand young people. Man, you get grandma doing. She's not really paying attention as much. But
yeah. No, they don't get morals as they get older. They get more corrupt. Yeah.
That was fake crier runner up. Who's the winner?
Oh, the boy in the red. He's hilarious. Yeah. He's a. that he's not, there's no tears coming out. Okay. And so
they should have given him a toy and taken it away. It would have worked.
Now this, I mean, I have a laugh, but you know, this really isn't kind of funny because adults have forced this boy to become a crisis actor. And, you know, and that's child abuse.
Yeah. I see the same thing.
And, yeah. So no, it's a real child abuse industry we're seeing over there in Gaza. And it needs to be exposed. And
are you finding any of the, cause we're told the whole thing is really, hinging on a hostage crisis. Are you looking up any of the Israelis families with the hostages? Is that being diffused onto Instagram?
They're pushing it. They're showing. Yeah. Instagram is mostly pro-Palestinian propaganda. I'm not seeing pro-Israeli. And so the pro-Palestinian propaganda works in my favor because, like I said, it actually works against them because the things that they think is working for them is actually working against them. And I figure the Israeli side can be found on any mainstream media channel. Right. And so I figure all the other channels are doing that work. I'm going to work on the Gaza side. Mm-hmm. But I already know that those hostages are fake. And they told us one of the hostages died this week. I'm sure she didn't die. And nobody, I'm saying that nobody has died over there. From the war. I mean, there have been people that died from natural causes during the past
military accidents too.
Yeah. And they might have a military accident, but no, there's nobody dying from the war over there.
What's your take on all the Palestinian protests that are being somewhat engineered all around the world? Like they close bridges and overpasses on the highway in Toronto.
Yeah. I posted a couple of videos showing all these gatherings all around the world. And I'm saying, look at what, I don't know. This is the effect that this propaganda has.
Do you think they're engineered as well?
They could be, but I think also people are actually spending their own money and driving their own cars to these protests.
Right.
And I think a large part, like there's one,
this one here?
With the Palestinian flag. That's one of the worldwide collection of rallies from around the world.
They have single-handedly rejuvenated the flag business because I've never seen this flag before.
Yeah.
Now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Flags Unlimited. I think I bought a flag off him 20 years ago and I said, man, you're going to go bankrupt if you just sell flags, but maybe he's making a comeback. Every flag dealer must have a big supply of these flags. I see them everywhere in Toronto.
Yeah. And so what I titled this video, I said, World Begs for Arab Colonizers. See, what you're seeing here is the world begging for the Arabs to come colonize them. And so this is the population movement, mm-hmm. you know, that we see. The main agenda in these fake events is to move populations.
But what do you make that Egypt is, for the millionth time, saying we don't want these guys in our country?
Well, because the Egypt knows that they're faking it, you know, and the Egypt says, we don't want these frauds.
Okay. Yeah.
And, but you see, the Europeans are just blissfully ignorant and, the Europeans are, begging for their invaders to come colonize them.
So the Egyptians know what's going on, at least the ones that.
I think so. I think most of Egypt knows what's going on. Yeah.
They're right there. They're literally right there. They could just look across the.
Yeah. They get enough word of mouth. I mean, they know people across the border. They know, they get word of mouth and they know what's going on.
Right. So this is just to move people out of Gaza.
Mostly into Europe. The war is still against Europe and they're flooding Europe with all these invaders. And
I still think that the Western world is in population free fall.
Yes.
I think it's been going on since the pill. I think in the last 10 years, it's got much worse. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the collapse of Western civilization and we've been witnessing it during our lifetime and it's a sad thing. And that's why we're in a dark age. That's why we haven't split the atom. We're not exploring the stars. Yeah. Humanity is in a dark age. We're still putting gasoline in our cars. You know, the Germans would laugh. It's like, you're still putting gasoline in your cars 80 years after the war. And
something else should have been invented by now.
Yeah. And these lithium batteries are only a slight advantage. They're not a good enough advantage to replace the car.
No. Yeah, well, the only way they can make it happen is they have to force people.
Yeah.
Which is what they're doing.
Yeah. And so really,
I like your idea that technology, we have these iPhones. Okay, you can argue that. But other than that, we really haven't advanced in energy and transportation.
Well, these iPhones are basically just a computer. We had computers in 1945. What they've done is they've miniaturized them.
Right. Yeah.
And they're also a telephone. They're a radio transmitter. They're not connected to satellites.
Yeah, okay, I agree.
And so we had radio transmitters back in 1945. What they've done is they just miniaturized it.
Yeah.
And they've miniaturized. And so, and they're tracking devices. I mean, these things know everything. They know our thoughts. They know our schedules. They know our appointments. This is basically, people are talking about how they want to implant a chip into our brains. It's like, they don't have to do that. This gives them all the information that any chip would ever give them.
Well, people willingly give their schedules, their pitch, their current picture, mm-hmm. their current voice print, everything. I'm sure they are doing retina scans when you take a close up of your face. I mean, they've got it all. They got your health.
Yeah.
I'm sure with your health watch, they know how many steps you took.
Exactly. I mean, I got the health watch, you know, my phone came with it. It's got this health watch app on here. And it's like, I don't use it, but I'm like, so it knows, it knows my doctor's appointments. It knows everything.
Yeah. Does it have your step count for the day? I do actually use that.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
10,000 steps a day. That's what you're supposed to do to stay healthy.
Oh, yeah. I need to, I don't think I did that today. I had a pretty slow day today.
You had a slow day. You were busy. You know, you have a slow day when you put out 20 videos.
Exactly. That shows that I was basically home most of the day.
You're homebound. Well, you're up to 1,432 subscribers. So people are subscribing. And you know, BitChute is working quite well. So they must have a very large injection of somebody's money to keep this thing going. Because BitChute is getting a lot of traction these days. So hopefully it's not targeted.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I mean, there's no expectation of privacy on BitChute. There's no expectation, you know. Right. Jem has been putting in a good word to Ray to get me unbanned in Europe because I'm still banned in Europe.
Well, Ray does that banning, right? Because your channel is banned, but BitChute is not.
Exactly. Yeah. And Ray, that's why she wrote the email to Ray. And
so who is he bending over for?
Who's Ray bending over for?
Yeah. Well, he has to be compliant to somebody.
Oh, absolutely. I think the BitChute is out of the
UK.
UK. And so, you know, there you got the bankers over there. You got the London bankers and the ones.
So they probably let him keep his channel up as long as he censors certain people.
Yeah, shares info, and I don't know what kind of deal they have, but I know they have a deal. And
if anyone wants, because I got this question on my blog today, can't see Phil's videos. You just have to download the Epic browser, which is a Chrome-based browser. You can use the Brave browser, I think, Firefox, Opera.
Yeah.
So just don't use Google Chrome.
Yeah.
Use something else.
Those browsers you mentioned come with a free VPN, and and you can bypass it and get my channel in the UK with that.
And, all right. Well, we've been going about an hour. Any closing comments? Anything you wanted to bring up?
No, it's good. Yeah. Go. I hope you and Jimmy have another conversation. Go a little easy on him. I know. For some reason, he's onto this Judy Wood thing, but
Do you have any message you just stay away from the Judy Wood thing? That's a distraction?
Yeah, I think Jim is mostly on board with the fact that we had crisis actors and nobody died on 9/11, and so if he's on board with that, well, then that's far enough. I don't need him to go any farther. He can believe in his do if he wants, but I don't believe do was used at Lahaina, and
do you think do exists?
I don't, well, I think I've seen videos showing like a laser beam that melts a piece of paper or something.
Oh, okay.
But it's a real huge and clumsy machine, and I don't think they could operate it from outer space or from an aircraft. And I don't think they need to. I mean, they could just, all these things can be done with low-tech solutions. Mm-hmm. Like the burning of Lahaina could have been done with flamethrowers. They say the precision burning, how it skipped some houses and it burned other neighborhoods, but skipped some houses. Well, you can accomplish that with flamethrowers. You could just burn some houses and leave other houses untouched. And the guy
could have had a list. Don't burn number 12.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. That's pretty low tech. Because I'm guessing they evacuated the area too before they went in and started.
Lahaina was obviously evacuated and nobody died because we don't see any stories of real human tragedy. We don't see any real human.
And you called some funeral homes, I think.
I called the hospitals. I called the funeral homes. Yeah, everything was normal. Mm-hmm. When I called the hospital, they said, oh, we are fully staffed. Do you want to come in? Do you want to make an appointment? In other words, they were nervous because, you know, the news media had been showing how the hospitals on Maui were just overwhelmed. But they were like fighting against that. And they're saying, oh, don't worry. We're fully staffed. Come on in. Make an appointment. It's like
I'm surprised they were allowed to talk because
yeah,
I just watched an interview with Steve Kirsch and a nurse. Mm-hmm. And no one in the hospital is allowed to talk during COVID. They just say, we'll put you through to PR, mm-hmm. and then PR never calls back. But nobody was allowed to talk.
Yeah, half of the nurses know the deal. They say, sir, I am not allowed to give you that information. It's a violation of HIPAA, or I'm not allowed to tell you what exactly. But you always get a nurse that isn't in on it, and they'll always tell you too much. We learned that at the Las Vegas shooting. If you just call enough hospitals, you're going to get a nurse that's not in on it, and she'll give you she'll tell you too much. And that's what I discovered when I called the hospitals at Lahaina. It's the one nurse was very strict and said, "No, sir, I cannot give you that information." Mm-hmm. But the other nurse said, "Oh yeah, we're normal. Yeah,
probably best to call at night. The night shift is always left out of the
I find that in
warehousing." The night shift does a lot of things that day shift could never do because management is there.
Mm-hmm.
But at night, everyone's gone except the janitors and this usually a skeleton crew that they do whatever the hell they want. That's why a lot of people like to work nights.
That's a good.
They don't have the big boss up there. You know what?
That's a good point. Yeah, I should have called at night. But
call the midnight shift. Hey, what's going on here? I have a busload of victims. Can you take them?
We
got room tonight. This is Gage and DeSoto from Squad 51 there. We want to reroute this casualty event to your hospital. What's it like? What are you looking like?
That's a good idea. I should have tried that.
Do you remember that, Gage and DeSoto? Remember when they used to call around to the hospitals and they say, you got any room over there? We got some casualties on board. You know, remember Emergency Squad 51?
I never watched that show.
Oh, that was from the 70s. Gage and DeSoto.
Oh, I'm too young to remember that.
We're the same age. What are you talking about? Everyone look up Squad 51 Emergency, you know, Dr. Brandon and Dixie and the chatty nurse. That's back in the old days.
Yeah.
All right, Phil. Well, good chat. And I appreciate all the work you're doing and keep it up. Nobody else has woke up the 9/11 community like you have in the last little bit. So I appreciate it. It certainly has revived the topic.
Yeah, you know, it's a classic. It's a good. It never gets old.
And you're going everywhere. You're doing all kinds of stuff. I really appreciate it because it makes me interested in it again. And you got Jim off his old main topic into 9/11. That was I find that amusing. I love it actually. I think
yeah,
it's great.
Good. Yeah.
And at least he's willing to talk about it. I give the guy credit because the guy's 71 years old. Mm-hmm. Not too many people his age get into this stuff.
Yeah.
They're usually long gone.
That's true. Yeah, you know, they're just happy in their safe space.
You got that right.
You know.
All right, Phil. Thanks a lot. We'll see you on. You'll be on a million different shows. So go to Fake Nukes. Go to his BitChute channel. You won't be disappointed. You can watch Fake Nukes all day long because he's got that much content. So keep it coming, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right.
See you next Wednesday.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
All right. See you. Bye.
And that's the other thing I like about Phil. He always shows up. No matter how many shows he's doing, he always shows up. It's really hard to get people to show up on the regular, but Phil does it. And thanks all you guys for showing up. Tomorrow is when? What day is it tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow's Thursday. So Frank will be here, Frank the Salt Guy. And just a reminder, we have 24, 40 hours worth of content on fakeologist.com/blog. We have the New Year's show, part one and part two. Just hours and hours of good wishes for 2024. And some not so good wishes. And we did a New Year's Eve call as well. And what else we got? So it's been really busy. Really, really busy. If you want to see the schedule, fakeologist.com/live. It's a Google Calendar, and you can see what's going on there. Next Monday, I'm going to be doing a show on my new website, which is allshotsclot.com. Make sure you visit that. I'm moving all my vaccine stuff to a separate blog because it's starting to get to be too much and overwhelm the 9/11 and fakery research. So allshotsclot.com. Everything to do with vaccines for the most part are going to be over there. So if you want to go over there, it's easy to find. Allshotsclot.com. Say that 20 times fast. And we're going to open up the phones on Monday and just talk to people with suspected vaccine injury. And we have a guest already for Monday. And you could be the guest. You're just going to call in and tell us your story. We're not talking about fakery or fakeology necessarily. So that'll be Mondays at 8 o'clock. And I'll just go through vaccine stories for an hour. And if we have a guest, we'll talk to them. If we have caller inners, we'll talk to them. And that'll be every Monday for a while. We'll see how that works out. We try everything once. I've got correspondence going on with an abortion pro-life person. So we're going to be talking about some abortion stuff, which is definitely not a fakeologist topic, but it sort of goes together with the depopulation agenda, which I think is real. So we got a lot of different stuff. All these discussions are from a fakeologist point of view. That's my claim to fame. That'll be the differentiating factor. So if you think, oh, I've heard abortion a million times, well, you might not have heard it from a fakeologist point of view. And I do warn my guests that I am a fakeologist, and that does sometimes make it hard to get guests because they don't want to go there. But we do. So fakeologist.com/live. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow. And if you do like this content, it's value for value, so support it. fakeologist.com/donate. And you pay whatever you think this show is worth. $1, $2, $3, you name it. Oh yeah, Chester is going to come on tomorrow. Maybe he's going to come on tomorrow. Chester, he's going to talk about Eyes Wide Shut. And all kinds of other things that you may or may not have thought about. And we have a chat on the main blog. It's just this little blue bubble. And we also have Chat Tango. I still have that going. If you go to fakeologist.chattango.com, it's still there. I was going to look at that, but I forgot about it tonight. Let's see if there's anything on it right now. And no, nothing. So fakeologist.com, fakeologist.chattango.com. So we're using that again just for fun. All right, everybody, thanks for joining, and we will talk to you tomorrow with Frank and maybe Chester Brown. You got it right, Greg Shantz, Chester Brown. That's it. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. We'll be right back.